With SRN News, I'm Tayshia Stevens. Severe weather and powerful winds, including several tornadoes, struck the Gulf Coast, causing widespread damage to homes, businesses, and infrastructure. In a Facebook post, Slidell, Louisiana Police Department spokesman Daniel Suezno says there's extensive tornado damage in his town.
From what I've seen out there, guys, if that continues to hold true, that we have zero major injuries or fatalities, truly a miracle. Truly a miracle. We rescued about 50 people out of an apartment complex right here off Old Spanish Trail. Just minor bumps and bruises, some head injuries, but nothing major. If we somehow can make it out without any fatalities, it's a miracle.
Other communities reported being inundated with water. North of Baton Rouge in West Feliciana Parish, the community of St. Francisville suffered tornado damage to schools and closure of roads due to downed trees. A power company employee was trapped in his truck after a tree fell on it. He remained inside until the tree was removed. Over 20,000 people were without power at one point. Also at SRNnews.com, former President Trump says he would not sign a national abortion ban into law if elected president. President Trump called the overturning of Roe v. Wade an incredible achievement, but he says abortion laws should be left up to the states to decide. The White House will host talks Thursday with two leaders from the Indo-Pacific about threats from communist China.
The president will meet with Philippines President Marcos at the White House before they join Japan's prime minister for a trilateral summit. Talks are expected to focus on Beijing's South China Sea incursions. With Beijing attempting to isolate Japan and the Philippines, a senior U.S. official says Mr. Biden is aiming to flip the script and isolate China.
White House correspondent Greg Cluxton. This is SRN News. There's a new poll on fasting.
It comes from the Pew Research Center, and it reveals that a little more than one in five Americans fast for religious reasons on a regular basis. Muslims are the group most likely to go without eating as part of their faith. 80% say they do so during the month of Ramadan. 49% of Jewish Americans fast regularly, as do 40% of Catholics. The Pew study finds that about 16% of evangelical Christians fast. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
More than 250 Holocaust survivors join an international initiative to share their stories of loss and survival with students around the world during a time of rising anti-Semitism. The Survivor Speakers Bureau was launched by the New York-based Conference on Jewish Material Claims Against Germany. In the U.S. and Germany, educational institutions can invite survivors to personally speak in classrooms and university lecture halls. This is SRN News. Well, let's get a look at midweek business at the corner of Wall and Broad with John Scott.
Stocks fell on worries that what seemed like a blip in the battle to bring down inflation is turning into a trend. The S&P 500 lost 0.9%. The Dow gave back 1.1%, and the NASDAQ composite fell 0.8%. Treasury yields also leaped in the bond market, raising the pressure on the stock market. Traders pull back on bets for coming cuts to interest rates by the Federal Reserve following a third straight inflation report that came in hotter than expected.
New report shows inflation isn't going away anytime soon. The Bureau of Labor Statistics reported that 12-month price growth accelerated from 3.2% in February to 3.5% in March. The report says items seeing the biggest increase include auto insurance, baby food, and formula. More at SRNnews.com.